Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning.
640.
Everyone loves a Slinky, Slinky, go, Slinky, go!
Oh, man! Can you believe it? Right there!
Welcome to the Plan B Morning Show. Happy Wednesday. I think we're out of the woods now. I think everything's working all right.
No, something's going to go wrong.
That's true. Actually, believe it or not, so I have to monitor through a radio, right? Whenever we do this, the delay's gone, and so this is real time. Usually we got that little bit of delay for any screw-ups. But in order to get a good signal, unfortunately this morning, I have to keep the radio in my pocket. So the radio is in my pocket, and I'm facing south by southeast. And it's working right now. I have a clear signal.
And mind you, quick segue here, Brock. Brock is using one of your emergency crank Sangene radio obsessed radios.
Oh, look at you!
That you can get. That you can get from Midwest Family Broadcasting.
That's right.
Dave's going to love that one. Dave's going to love that one.
Good sell. Good sell.
Getting a raise. I'm working on a raise here, boy.
All right. With that, let's do your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Well, Pearl Jam will mark the 30th anniversary of their first live performance ever by streaming an epic show that includes their debut album, 10, played from front to back. They were called Mookie Blaylock when they took the stage for the first time at the Off-Ramp in Seattle on October 22nd, 1990, and didn't become Pearl Jam until early 1991. Mookie Blaylock.
Mookie. Isn't there a Mookie, like an athlete around somewhere?
I think there's a baseball player. I think he was baseball player. I think so.
Mookie.
Yeah. Anyway, interesting band name. I kind of like Pearl Jam better, but hey. On October 22nd, they'll stream their April 29th, 2016 concert at Philadelphia's Wells Fargo Center via Nugs.tv. In addition to 10, the three-hour show includes over a dozen Pearl Jam songs, as well as a cover of Pink Floyd's Comfortably Numb, The Who's Bab O'Reilly, Neil Young, Throw Your Hatred Down, and Dead Boy's Sonic Reducer. The stream will be available through October 25th. Pearl Jam announced the show on Twitter. So if you are a PJ fan, this is definitely something you're going to want to check out.
That's very cool, man. That's very cool.
I like it. That's, you know, par for the course of the world we're living in right now. We've seen a lot of bands do this, and now Pearl Jam getting in on the virtual concert series, which is, again, better than nothing. Mm-hmm. At least we got some kind of music going on, you know.
Yeah, so that's kind of the way I'm leaning, you know. I mean, at least it's like the NFL offseason. That's kind of how I look at it, you know. It's like if you don't do anything, you just sit there and eat chips and go to strip clubs, you're going to suck when you get back on the field.
Exactly. Exactly. Do that after you win the Super Bowl, okay?
Yeah.
After. All right. So there you go. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, 1977, Kiss released the album Alive 2, which was their second live album. Really, really good stuff. And actually, their first Alive album really is what broke Kiss onto the scene. We talked about this a while ago. They weren't really doing anything on the charts, weren't really kind of making a name for them yet because their live shows were really where it was at. And then they released the live album. And actually the song, the version of Rock and Roll All Night, the live version, is pretty much kind of the standard. We hear that more than the actual album version because it was just so damn good. So.
Yeah.
All right.
Wasn't there a time where they didn't have the makeup?
Yeah. Actually, in the 80s, when they did the Lick It Up album, that was the first time they released an album and toured without all their makeup and that shtick. Some people don't think it's as good. I like Lick It Up. I think it's a great album. And whether they got makeup on or not, I mean, it's still Kiss. They still rock, you know? There you go. All right. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
We'll be back.
Brock.